This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I rise today to announce that three prominent Democrats have asked to meet with me to discuss impeachment. Mr. Speaker, I will meet with them. I will meet with them in my office, and here's what I will say. I will tell them that impeachment is not about Democrats, that it's not about Republicans. I will tell them that it's about democracy. It's about government of the people, by the people, for the people. I will tell them that it's about the republic, that it's about what Franklin said, we have a republic if we can keep it. I will tell them that I refuse to sit on the sidelines while the world is considering one of the great issues of our time. I will tell them that I will continue, that I will be a part of this great debate. I will tell them the words that I have heard, but I do not know the origin of. I will tell them that if a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music he hears, however measured, however far away. Mr. Speaker, I will tell them that tomorrow we will bring articles of impeachment to the floor of the Congress of the United States of America for a vote. I yield back the balance of my time.
Don't you love the self-indictment? I mean, by his own words, I guess maybe he may be listening to the music and the words of somebody who's out of step, possibly.
Oh, sounds like he's telling him a whole lot of nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, well,
one of the greatest threats that's of our time. I'm sure he means global warming, but are we talking nuclear war with North Korea? Because that seems pretty prominent in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, well, in light of all the dangers that surround us, why would we not want to be united? But Al Green reflects, and of course he has every right, you know, to represent that. But by his own admission, you know, perhaps he's listening to the wrong drum beat here. You know, is his leadership behind the articles of impeachment? Are the people within, you know, the higher ups of the Democratic? He says he's got three people. Okay, so you have a parade of four that are leading this? Come on, what a waste of time for all the things that we're dealing with. And he's been bringing this. I mean, he and Maxine Waters and a couple of others have been shouting from the rafters that, you know, impeach 45, impeach 45.
What is he going on, though?
Yeah, well,
there's no charges brought against Trump.
Right.
What is this? He's just not doing what I want him to do.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's just we don't like him from day one. That you've got somebody who is an outsider, and they're all upset because, wait a minute, how do you get the big office? And you just walked in. You know, you have no background. I mean, you weren't, you know, a former president, a vice president. You weren't a politician. You weren't even a dog catcher. You weren't even elected a dog catcher. And now all of a sudden, you're in the big office with the executive suite and the executive bathroom and everything. That's just not fair. It's just not right, you know. And this is how petty some of this stuff is being handled. And meanwhile, we're $20 trillion in debt. We're spending, what, $7 million and counting for a special counsel, you know, that's been a witch hunt. And, you know, and we continue to waste the people's money. And so, okay, let's just waste more time. Let's come on the floor instead of doing something constructive. Let's, you know, let's present articles impeachment And it's like, you know, where's the leadership here to talk to Al Green to say, look at buddy, you don't have basis for it, and this is going to be a waste of time. But, hey, this is the process. I'm Bill Martinez, 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Never gonna look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
There's a really huge piece of news, and that is it appears that the Trump administration is going to move the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Which is great, okay? This is obvious. Jerusalem has been and will be the eternal capital of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And the idea that it was not, that it was Tel Aviv, which is a secular city that was founded in, like, the 1920s. The idea that that is the capital of Israel is asinine. It has never been the capital of Israel. Jerusalem has always been the capital of Israel. Trump is doing the right thing. Now, you have the terrorist regimes, the Palestinian terrorist regimes who have been voted for. Literally the only people that Palestinians have ever voted for are all terrorists. I mean, there haven't been that many votes, but every group they've ever voted for is a terrorist group. Islamic Jihad, the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, which is the military wing of the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, which runs the Gaza Strip, they're now saying, oh, well, if you do that, we'll commit terrorist attacks. Yeah, what else is new? It's a day ending and why? Of course you're going to commit terrorist attacks. This is what you do. If the United States does not want those terrorist attacks to occur, they should do two things. One, they should move the embassy to Jerusalem, and they should say, listen, this is now the starting basis for negotiations. It's up to Israel how they want to negotiate with this. But this is their capital. So stop with these fantasies that we're going to push Israel to hand over its capital. Not going to happen. Once that fantasy is off the table, a lot of the terrorism simply goes away. Really. Because all of the terrorism is driven by hope, not by fear. Palestinians don't bomb things because they're fearful that they are going to lose. They bomb things because they're hopeful they're going to win. They're hopeful they're going to pressure the United States into doing things. The next step is for Congress, if terrorist attacks occur, to pass the Taylor Force Act and withdraw funding from the Palestinian Authority. We give them somewhere from $300 to $400 million American taxpayer dollars every year. A huge swath of that goes to either terrorism or the pockets of the evil, murderous dictators who run that place, or the evil, murderous elected officials, in the case of Hamas. We should just cut off the funding. There's no reason your taxpayer dollars or mine should go to terrorist entities. The Palestinian Authority is a terrorist entity. This is a great move from Trump. If this materializes, I'm sure we'll talk about this a lot more tomorrow, because I want to lay out the full history of Jerusalem tomorrow in a little bit more fulsome way.
Ben Shapiro there talking about the move that has, boy, thrown people into a mad scramble. I mean, we got Chris Matthews. And we may play that soundbite a little bit later on, talking of, you know, the death count and all this stuff that could take place. But, you know, with Ben, you're hearing it from a Jewish perspective as to what's going on. I mean, we've tried everything else to placate the Palestinians. There's no peace. I mean, as Richard Haass wrote, the risk of recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital is not that it will derail the peace process, as there is no peace process underway. So
it might start it.
Like, yeah, exactly.
If you draw the line and say this is unnegotiable.
Mm-hmm.
When you draw that line, it tells them that, hey, okay.
Well, and I think it's well perceived by, you know, by Ben Shapiro, what he said in terms of hope and fear. The Palestinians had hope that they'd be able to do something, and now all of a sudden, guess what? Hope's off the table. And so you got Donald Trump again, fulfilling another campaign promises. I mean, how many other presidents promised to move the embassy to Jerusalem? you know, three other presidents. No follow-up. Just all talk, just campaign rhetoric, see if you can get a couple more Jewish votes. And Donald Trump, I mean, go figure. This guy actually believes in, you know, following up on his promises. And don't bifurcate. I mean, some people will bifurcate. Well, what about this? You know, that's not exactly. But, you know, by and large, look at what he's doing. You know, with regulations. Look what he's done about job creation. Look what he's done about the economy. I mean, these are all things and promises that he talked about on the campaign trail. And these are all being realized. And you think that whether it's Al Green or whoever, you know, it is, this resistance that's been taking place in our country, that they would finally, you know, wake up and go, you know what, we've got a movement going here. It's not necessarily our guy, but we've got this country moving in the right direction, and we could do a lot of healing, we could fix a lot of things, and we could actually construct a pretty darn good government in the modern era here if we got along and got along with the momentum that Donald Trump is putting into place and started working together. What a novel concept, huh?
Yeah, amazing, right? And as far as why not ask Netanyahu, who has his back more?
Yes, no question.
You know,
well, Netanyahu, just by virtue of the fact that he comes through the front door, not the back door any longer, is pretty, you know, pretty much of a telltale sign. I mean, you know, if you had an alleged friend come to your home and you say, hey, you know, back door, okay, just meet me in the back door, as opposed to the front door. I mean, anybody can figure out what that means, right?
Yeah, run around back. I'll let you in. I can't bring you to the front door because people might see.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll sneak you in here. It's just ridiculous. But, you know.
But even the Matthews thing, you know, deaths are now at the.
Wait, let's play that. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's run that clip of Chris Matthews.
Other than destabilizing the Middle East with this announcement.
Well, he's not disrupting the peace process because there is no peace process. Unless you count what Gerald Kushner's doing. The trust fund guy comes to Washington, buys a house in Kalorama and says, I'm going to fix the Middle East next. So there is no process to disrupt at this point. And there is something to be said for saying, if we're going to have a peace process going forward, let's be clear and realistic about what is not negotiable. And I think it is fair to say that as long as Israel is a democracy and responsive to Israel's public opinion, they're not going to divide Jerusalem, period. You might as well say that going in.
I don't agree. I think the only hope for peace is to give a portion of East Jerusalem, maybe all of it, and that's what Clinton tried to do at Taba at the end of his second term. Because if you don't give the Palestinians hope that they can have national integrity and have a capital where they believe it should be, you're going to have an unending problem. By the way, deaths are coming now because of this. You can just bet in the next few weeks we're going to have hell to pay for this totally erratic decision by this president. Every party that's had the White House since 48 has recognized you have to be careful over there. And I lived over there right up Damascus Gate. Right where that picture was. And I had to tell you, everything is intricate over there. Bethlehem is intricate with the Armenian church and the Catholic church. Everything is intricate. The guys with the ultra-religious people and the Jewish community and the Arab call to prayer, it's all intermingled and intricately combined. And to mess that up now makes no sense for anybody to do that. It's not in America's interests. And I don't know whose interest in Israel it is.
When you make a big decision.
Well, Chris Matthews there with his comments, you know, and that's his perspective. And again, he has every right, and we will see how that will play out. But Palestinian is now placed on notice here, right? Palestine, you know, the Palestinians.
Well, yeah, it's like I told you during the break. If all I did was move my embassy to where my ally. Mm-hmm. Claims their capital is, mm-hmm. by the way, it's our ally that says that's their capital, so we put our embassies in the capitals of our allies' countries.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all it takes to get them to start killing people again, then I guess I know I'm on the right side.
Exactly.
Because if you're gonna create that kind of, if you're going to, you know, try and get your way in that sort of way,
mm-hmm.
well, our country spends a lot of money. To be able to do kind of combat that kind of thing.
Well, here it is. I mean, we're giving $300-400 million a year, which you know, it's almost like a little bit like the Planned Parenthood stuff. Oh no, we're not giving it to terrorists. Well, of course they are. I mean, whatever they don't have to spend elsewhere, you know, this money fortifies whatever, you know, terrorist payoffs need to be taking place. Interestingly enough, that the terrorist payoffs, and we're talking about people who have died and are being rewarded, families being rewarded, it's somewhere around the $300 to $400 million mark. So here we are. We're funding that. We're part and parcel to that kind of insanity. And somehow we're expecting, you know, some peace process to take place when the Palestinians are saying, look, it's, as long as we get 100% of what we want, hey, it's all good. That's impossible. It's untenable. It's not going to happen. That's why there's no peace process going on, because there's no movement. Like in any kind of peace process, you have to have both sides able to move.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you, independent as ever, and just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Regarding Jerusalem, you know, one of the things that you have to draw into perspective. And people of faith and people who understand the Word of God can appreciate this perspective. And Ben Shapiro didn't quite touch on it. He got to the edge of it. Of course, Chris Matthews went over the top, because from a worldly perspective, yes, you could see these things occurring, that there would be some intifada of some sort. Now, are you going to tell me that Donald Trump's not going to have a conversation with the leadership of the Palestinians and say, don't you dare? You better make sure you control that. If there is one inkling of any kind of intifada or whatever, you're going to have hell to pay. Okay, that being said, from a human perspective, and that's just man involved in this, but what you need to recall here, of all places on the planet that God has placed his name, do you know where he's placed his name? His name is placed in Jerusalem. That's God made that statement. His name resides right there in Jerusalem. The land that we're talking about is ordained by God. Now, I think God's big enough to protect this situation. Now, I understand that for some people, you go, well, Bill, you know, you're going spiritual. But the thing is that you need to understand the spiritual plays a role, especially when you're considering the holy site and the holy city of Jerusalem. It is holy, and it's holy for a reason, because God's name is there. For a long time, God's name has been misrepresented. There has been a takeover, and who knows? Maybe this is the time that, with God's help and God's follow-up to his promise, you got Donald Trump fulfilling his promise. Now, God will fulfill his promise to protect this move and this acknowledgement. And that being the case, I think that Palestine and the entire Arab nations are going to see something of, just something incredible. Now, I'm only saying that this is a possibility, all right? This isn't I'm not saying this is a revelation from the throne of God, you know, through me to you, but anything right now is possible. Chris Matthews, what he said, yeah, it's possible. Donald Trump, what he said, okay. But here we've had three other presidents promise to move our embassy to the capital, the acknowledged capital of Israel, to Jerusalem. So get ready. And this may be a time where it becomes real obvious, because I think that people have thought God's not part of all this. You know, somehow they're looking for a sign. This is what people do all the time. Of course, they went to even Jesus and said, hey, give us a sign. You know, you're surrounded by signs, you knucklehead, and you want another sign. If you can't get the signs that are around you right now, you're not going to get another sign. I don't know. Maybe we're just so headstrong, Scott, that, you know, go ahead.
It's like that joke of the lady who's stranded on a roof and
yes, exactly.
Boat comes by and says,
you didn't send anybody.
We'll get in. And then,
where were you?
You know, another boat comes by, and then a helicopter comes, and she goes, no, I'm waiting for God. And then when she gets to heaven, he goes, I sent two boats and a helicopter. What do you want?
Yeah, where were you? She goes, where were you, God? You know, so, hey, well, it's one of those things that we'll have to see. But, hey, at this point, all things are possible. But, I again, timing-wise, I just sense that there's something you might even say short, or might even say miraculous in and of itself, that the United States would move its embassy to Jerusalem. And if that would happen, ladies and gentlemen, I think that there are so many other implications to that move. And it has to do with a promise that God made, you know, going back to Abraham and saying that those who bless you will be blessed, those who curse you will be cursed. And this could be an absolute testimony to the very statement of what God said, you know, to people especially who question God and say, did God really say? And we're going to find out that God did really say, and that he is, in fact, you talk about being true to your word. God Almighty himself will be true to his word. And we can only hope that that could be some further revelation, obvious revelation, because I believe that there's some people that need to know that God is relevant and involved in the lives of men, and that all this stuff that's happening right now, whether it's Donald Trump or the Palestinians or what's going on in Europe or North Korea, it's not like God's surprised by this. This is all part of the plan, and it's all coming to one, as Donald Trump would say, one beautiful conclusion. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Film at 11, as they would say. Now, getting back to home here, big controversy that has to do with the FBI's credibility. Sarah Carter had an incredible report, and let's play that clip from Sarah Carter right now.
Respond to that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Mr. Mueller is being treated as if he's king of the Justice Department. He's got this enormous budget. I guarantee you there's no other investigation that this Justice Department is conducting that has the resources allocated to it that Mueller has. And it's being used for what? To investigate mortgage fraud? To investigate a penny ante perjury charge that was a result of an ambush interview by an enemy of the president and a supporter of Hillary Clinton? Trump should order the Justice Department to fire Mueller. Justice Department has had their chance to rein this guy in. They haven't taken it, and the president needs to exercise the constitutional options he has to protect the American justice system.
Between the role of Strzok, Sarah, and the role of Comey and the role of everybody else here, Comey writing the letter and Strzok, you know, editing the letter, they were exonerating Hillary before they did the investigation. That renders that investigation meaningless to me. Amen. Where's the attorney general? Where's the special counsel to do a real investigation? Because we know crimes were committed in this particular case.
Well, and I think what we're going to see, Sean, is the Inspector General's report. And we're going to see parts of that report before December. We're going to see other parts of his report coming out after January. And they are looking at Peter Strzok. They're looking at Comey. They're looking at 27 leakers. It would not surprise me if there is a shakeup at the FBI and
house
cleaning.
I'm hearing rumors it's coming as soon as this week, perhaps.
That's right. I'm also hearing the same, and I think that one thing that we're lucky with here is that the layers of this onion have been peeling back, and we've been able to get information slowly, but we've been able to get information that's exposing it for what it is, and I think that's the most important thing right now.
And I've got to lay the foundation and then give the new information, so this is complicated.
Well, we'll let that go right there, Scott. Thank you. Sarah Carter from Circa, who's just been on top of this from day one, and has done an outstanding job in reporting, of course, on Sean Hannity last night. And the voice you heard earlier was Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. Also, kind of almost been working hand in glove, even though they're separate entities, in terms of Judicial Watch staying on top and on behalf of we the people, you know, keeping the pressure on the government for FOIA requests, digging deep and doing some true investigative reporting. You know, reporting that you would expect to come out from the mainstream media, but they're not. They're happy to follow with the scenario, and I think they're going to be greatly embarrassed by all this because they've missed it. They've missed it big time, what's been going on in terms of FBI potential corruption that's taken place. And the thing that bothers me a little bit, Scott, is the same that we hear over and over again. Remember, we heard it with Comey. Oh, he's such an integrous individual. Great guy. You know, he's just really served the people so well. And I'm going, yeah, you know, that always bothers me when you have to introduce somebody that way. Either we know it or we don't, or we have to be convinced. Because I often ask, who are you convincing, yourself, or you're trying to convince us of some, you know, misrepresentation or some kind of lie? And now we find out that Comey's not all that he was introduced to be. And not only Comey, but now the senior level of the FBI, which we've had FBI experts, people who've worked for the FBI, who are saddened by this. And yes, there's some hardworking, respectful people within the FBI, but the fact of the matter is that, look at their bosses are dirty. This is a corrupt political operation that has been mechanized and weaponized to come up against anything conservative. And right now, full blast, all guns pointing towards one Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. The conversation continues at 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, traveling more is one of the top New Year's resolutions for Americans in 2018. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
You may not realize it, but holiday spending can help jumpstart your 2018 travel.
According to Bank of America's debit and credit card data, the average consumer spent $1,000 in total retail purchases last holiday season. This year, turn your gifting into your next dream trip by using our Travel Rewards card to rack up points. The Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card lets you earn 1.5 points on every dollar spent on purchases, which can be redeemed toward travel, meaning points earned for a watch for Dad in December can be redeemed toward a hotel purchase you make in the spring. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, so you can start your New Year's resolution anytime.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Oh, the sounds of Pentatonix, huh? Oh, we love their music. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here is. We've got Dr. Bonner Cohen with us to talk about Donald Trump. But, you know, he's keeping promises. What's going on with this president? I mean, just upsetting, you know, the force here in this country, this deep swamp force that says, look, at we're happy with the status quo. And then you knuckleheads, you elect somebody to come in and turn things upside down and actually, you know, right some of the wrongs that have been taking place. And, oh, yeah, most of those wrongs were done in the previous administration. Go figure. And we're going to talk about the National Monument Reform that's being applauded by the free market environmentalists. Dr. Cohen, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well.
Well, we've got some excitement going on. He went to Utah and said, look, at you know, the only other thing we could hope for, Bonner, is that, you know, President Trump might free up some of the land west of the Mississippi that the government is so unlawfully held onto for an inordinate number of years.
Yeah, what he has done in dramatically shrinking the size of two national monuments in Utah, one created under President Clinton, the other created under President Obama, is take a long overdue first step in righting all the wrongs that have taken place under the guise of the Antiquities Act of 1906, which was enacted to protect sacred Indian sites archaeological sites and the like from plunder. It was a perfectly legitimate issue, and it was addressed appropriately by Congress over 100 years ago. However, over in the past few decades, Presidents Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama have gotten a bill, have gotten a law, originally intended to protect scientific and archaeological sites, and turn that into a gigantic land use instrument. Once an area is declared a national monument, access to that area is all but completely shut off. These are so-called public lands. Well, shouldn't the public have access to public lands?
Or you would think.
Are these the private preserves of environmentalists? Well, we now know that this was exactly the purpose of the exercise, to deny Americans access to both the beauty as well as the abundant resources that are contained on some of these lands. But there are a lot more national monuments that need to be, in my view, either completely done away with or drastically reduced in size down to where they actually protect what the law is supposed to protect, rather than being, as I said, a gigantic land use mechanism.
You're
quite right. It's time for the Trump administration to look to ways to return that government-owned land. We're not talking here about national parks. We're talking about mostly Bureau of Land Management land. Return that land to the private sector, either grant, either divulge it to the state government.
To the states, right.
They want to do it. Now, Interior Secretary Zinke, who oversees all of this, is opposed to that. But the White House can overrule Zinke, and in my view, it should do that. By the way, the federal government's $20 trillion in debt, and this would be a way for the federal government to collect long over some revenues it desperately needs.
What a novel concept to that point. I mean, the thing is, again, what the government is good at doing is taking our assets and leveraging them for votes. Because if you follow the money on this whole thing, in many cases, Bonner, this bought votes. And this has nothing to do to really taking care of the land, as you and I discussed before. You cannot dormatize land because then it's left to its own devices. And this is what was being brought up in some other previous cases, as the land is wasting away because the government cannot manage it. It cannot steward the land the way it should be. And so on top of this, we're losing additional resources. And there's no, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, the environmentalists always claim to, you know, they want to have some sort of environmental impact study. Well, how about if we had an environmental impact study, a true environmental impact study on all these dormitized, you know, land grabs that the federal government has held on to?
The situation is so absurd. That officials from the Department of Interior can't even get on some of this monument land to carry out infrastructure improvements, including upgrading public restrooms, upgrading roads, upgrading visitor centers, and making sure that trails are safe for people to use. Because these monument areas are de facto wilderness areas. But they were not declared wilderness areas under the Wilderness Act of 1963, which requires congressional approval. Oh, no. This was done via executive action by the two cases we're talking about, by Presidents Clinton and Obama, respectively. It was by administrative fiat in collusion with environmental groups who, like the two administrations in question, were determined to lock up this land in perpetuity.
Well, and so when you say they're not allowed to do this because it's somehow regarded wilderness, I mean, how can they not? How can they not have access to the property? I mean, this is the federal government in order to do infrastructure improvement.
Yeah, you would certainly think so, but the way the antiquities statute is written, it is very difficult for even the government agency, which has oversight for the area in question, to carry out what in the normal world would be routine maintenance. Because if it does that, it will be disturbing, quote-unquote, the area that is that certain things inevitably go downhill, which is exactly what's happened. And your suggestion, I think, is a very good one. Let's do an environmental impact statement on these areas that the government controls, but it controls so many millions and millions of acres that it can't possibly maintain them.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, this just amounts to a land grab by the federal government. And like anything, when, you know, property transfers and it goes from, you know, one party to the next, I mean, it's almost like it went to this nebulous federal government de facto type of landowner that, you know, doesn't have to do anything to steward the property. I mean, they have no responsibility. It's just, you know, I guess it's something that the people have to pay for because they're using our money to, you know, support their own de facto, you know, interest, I guess. This is weird.
The government in Washington has been treating people in the rural West like colonial subjects.
Yes, exactly. I was going to,
And they must do exactly what their betters back here in Washington determine that is in the interest of everyone. Mm-hmm. Here you have predominantly urban elites determining how people living in rural America, thousands of miles from Washington, D.C., are to live their lives, or in some cases not live their lives, mm-hmm. because as a rule, these rural-based communities earn their livelihoods from the land around them. And mm-hmm. if that land around them is blocked off, they earn correspondingly less. And so you perpetuate poverty out there, and you block these people from having the opportunities that are at their footsteps.
And part and parcel, isn't this a bit of what the Bundys brought out, you know, with the standoff that went on between them and the federal government?
Oh, yes, and you're going to continue to have incidents like that happen for the very simple reason that the federal government, as a landowner, quote-unquote landowner, is not somebody you want in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Conflicts are inevitable, and you will have tragedies such as what happened at the Bundy Ranch and elsewhere as long as the federal government is a landlord in residence throughout the tremendous.
Exactly.
Market.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Bonner. Thank you so much. Dr. Bonner Cohen on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than two decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's Red Kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and James Hurston also joins us. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine. I mean, hey, look, you're down there in Newport Beach dealing with the hustle and the bustle. I know Fashion Island, how crazy it can be around the holiday season, but also very festive.
Oh, it is. No, and the leftists call it Fascist Island, you know, because they don't like these corporations making a profit.
I know, but so, why do they shop there?
Yeah, that's true. No, some of them are wealthy.
Yeah, exactly.
As we well know, many of the leftists they have become multi-millionaires to the tune of, well, I think Nancy Pelosi's net worth is in the $80 million range.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing for a
lefty. Well, yeah, the Senate been very good to Miss Nancy and Dianne Feinstein and company. I mean, it's just it's incredible. It's funny how they talk about you know income inequality. But as I was talking with one expert today, I just said, well, what about product inequality? You know, if you're being productive and you know, then you're going to get a fair wage for the most part. My experience has been, I mean, sometimes you might fall a little bit short, but I've always trusted in the grand universe plan that you reap what you sow.
Well, look, there was always in this country a value of hard work, the work ethic.
Yes.
It was instilled. I mean, for me personally, it was instilled in me as a kid. I had a paper route.
Mm-hmm.
My parents encouraged me to learn the meaning of work. And I think, you know, it just, you can see it with individuals that have that sense of individual responsibility, individual freedom, and embrace the work ethic. What the left does is try to instill an installation of a non-virtue of what used to be called sloth,
yes,
which is laziness. I mean, if you get things for free, obviously that's a disincentive to go out and earn it. But I can tell you that people that do earn it, they feel better about it.
Of course
they are happier. And they end up having a better life.
Yeah, and that's the deal. You know, we're, again, when my conversation, in fact, was Ed Conard we were talking with today, and he's a former Bain Capital partner, you may remember. Anyway, sharp guy, and we were talking extensively about this issue that, at the root of happiness is a sense of productivity and self-worth. You know, living off entitlements and allowing the government to be your daddy, which instinctively, I believe, in our within our DNA, we know instinctively that's wrong. You have to really, you know, force yourself and convince yourself that that's okay to be paid by the government through an entitlement program to do nothing and to get paid for it and then grumble about it on top of it. I mean, it just it really takes a lot of mental gymnastics, I think, to get there.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you're right. It runs against what we were hardwired to embrace.
Right.
And that's because we believe the universe has a purpose. And if the universe has a purpose, we must have a purpose.
Exactly.
And if we're not contributing, then, you know, we're purposeless. And that's a terrible thing to be.
Exactly. You know, one of the first words we learn, and it's interesting, and I'm not sure we learn it, but it instinctively comes out when we're like 2 or 3 years old, and that is, it's not fair. I mean, right after mommy and daddy, it's not fair. And kids, you know, even before kindergarten, they know when things aren't right. They'll just say, it's not fair. And this type of entitlement, this type of entitled class that has been developed over the years, thank you very much, the leftists, for doing this. You're doing everything you can to hinder freedom, true liberty in this country. And it runs against the grain. And right now, James, we're at a point where 50% of the country has that mindset. I mean, it's pretty dangerous.
No, that is dangerous. It's a tipping point. I think that's why the people that felt the way they did, the so-called deplorables, voted the way they did and continue to believe in the things that they do believe, is because they could see that that was a tipping point. And there's so many that this country was hanging by a thread, if
exactly.
you will, and that a Hillary Clinton presidency would have pushed it over the edge.
Right.
So, you know, the miracle occurred, and it's going to occur in Alabama as well, because Roy Moore is going to win 1 week from, I think it's a week from, what, this week, it's coming
yes.
up very soon.
Right.
And it's, you know, they're already tearing their hair out in the press, and some of the pundits that predicted his demise are now taking comfort in the fact that he's not going to win by a big enough margin.
Well, then they're going to do everything they can once he gets in there. You know, they're not going to necessarily have a ribbon cutting ceremony for him as he walks, you know, through the halls of the Senate. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But also announced this week, President Trump said he's my guy.
No, that's right. A formal endorsement of Roy Moore. And I think it's interesting that it comes right on the eve of the victory for the tax package that took place in the Senate. Showing and underscoring the fact that every Senate vote is so important. And I think it's a pragmatic decision by the president. But one of the things it shows once again about President Trump is his fearlessness in the face of anything politically correct. He just goes out and fearlessly takes these stands, you know, and each of his decisions infuriate the left, and
exactly.
this is another one that infuriates them. It makes when he pardoned Joe Arpaio.
Yes.
That was a perfect example. He didn't have to do that. A lesser man would have let Joe Arpaio take a short, you know, jail sentence, but not Donald Trump. He is in their face every day. And
yeah, he probably should have done the same thing with Mike Flynn, if the truth be known. And the thing is,
well,
you know,
he may still do that. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, that may happen anyway.
Right.
You know, it depends. Mike Flynn has not been sentenced yet, and so that may happen anyway. But you know, you just made me think when you mentioned Mike Flynn, this guy Brian Ross,
yes,
the man who commits journalistic malpractice, who hurt everybody's pension fund.
Yeah, they put him out. They put him on timeout for what, 4 weeks? Are you kidding me? For what he did? And the thing is that he is a serial fake news journalist, isn't he? I mean, because this hasn't been the first time.
Yeah, I mean, this is beyond fake news. This is intentional destructive news. And ABC took 12 hours to retract it. Really?
Yes.
It took that long. They sat on their hands. This is an absolute disgrace, and Brian Ross should have been fired, and ABC should be boycotted.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of fairness, James, I got to tell you, this
Steinle case. I haven't heard such outrage since O.J.
Well, it's definitely one of the worst travesties of justice in history. And I'm a lawyer, and I've been in the courtroom, and I've dealt with jury trials. And under these facts, a reasonable set of jurors would probably come up with second-degree murder. At the worst case, they would have come up with involuntary
manslaughter.
Manslaughter, because he had illegal possession of a firearm. He fired it into a place where it was clear and foreseeable that people would be seriously injured or die.
Right.
His actions were reckless. They were beyond criminal negligence. So therefore, non-judicial factors played into the jury's deliberation. There was an X factor, which there is in San Francisco because it's predominantly made up of liberals. Mm-hmm. And that is the place where a defense lawyer came up successfully with the so-called Twinkie defense.
Yes.
And this is right there with the Twinkie defense, because the judge was trying to downplay the politics, because it was obvious that the Steinle case had made national headlines, that it was talked about in the campaign under the rubric of the wall of immigration of sanctuary cities. And lo and behold, right after the verdict, the defense lawyers march out and engage in political discussion.
They,
as a matter of fact, one of them said it was a day of vindication for immigrants.
Yes.
Two brought up President Trump, Vice President Pence, and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And I mean, it was just a circus in the way they handled the post-verdict press conference. Mm. And this is a guy who wasn't brought up in the trial, supposedly. The jurors supposedly were told not to consider it, but that this guy had been in the country illegally, had been deported five times, and had been convicted of felonies seven times.
Mm-hmm.
And if the sanctuary city policy of San Francisco had not been in effect, Kate Steinle would still be alive.
Without a doubt. I thought it was interesting here, James, where they said that these seven felonious accounts that they had against them, that they couldn't bring it up in court and make the jury understand it, but yet the one conviction that they did get was for him to be in possession of a gun when he is a felon. So how can you, on one hand, not bring it up, but yet on the other hand, that's the only basis for conviction?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that this was a kind of a kangaroo court. That was, everything was set up in favor of the defense. And I'll tell you, that's the one, you know, we hear that the Justice Department already has a warrant out for this guy's arrest. The feds and Jeff Sessions' Justice Department should indict him on federal charges and
exactly.
Put him in jail for the maximum time and then deport him.
Without a doubt, yeah, and put him put some sort of GPS on him so we know where he's at. Because, well, actually, we don't need to do that. We just need to go to the border of San Francisco, because that's where he's going to be coming back to, without a doubt. James Hurston, yes, the one and only media analyst, law professor on Bill Martinez Live. James, always appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, Bill.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.